Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. Ever since international crude oil prices began rising after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February, the Indian rupee has been on a downward spiral against the US dollar. It has already gone below the 79.20 a dollar mark and could breach the 80 a dollar mark in coming months, making imports costlier. The RBI seems to have finally woken up to this reality, as it announced a series of measures to increase forex inflows to mitigate the dramatic decline of the rupee. It has allowed foreign investors to invest in short-term corporate debt and buy more government securities. The central bank has also doubled the limit for Indian companies to borrow overseas, to $1.5 billion, and has temporarily removed the interest rate cap for banks to attract deposits from non-resident Indians. The government meanwhile has imposed a new windfall gains tax on India's oil producers and marketing companies that have increased product exports to gain from the higher overseas margins in the wake of the rise in global oil prices. The markets haven't taken too kindly to this new tax. Nearly all oil companies, including the government's own Oil India and ONGC, as well as private majors like Reliance Industries and Vedanta, fell this week. India's crypto exchanges also had turbulent trading. On Indian crypto exchanges has plunged as a 1% TDS on all crypto transactions kicked in from July. Under the new rule, the buyer of a virtual digital asset or cryptocurrency has to pay 1% of the amount paid to the seller as TDS. The daily trading value on three exchanges, SebPay, Binance-backed WageRX and CoinDCX, has plunged by 60-87% since July 1. But there's been more trouble in the Indian crypto market. Coinbase-backed crypto lending platform Vault has halted operations, leaving its users high and dry. Investors are unable to make deposits, withdraw, or trade. This is, however, not the end of the road for Vault, which is reportedly set to be acquired by London-based cryptocurrency lender Nexo. The benchmark BSE Sensex and Nifty both ended the week firmly in the green, the third week of gains in a row. Both the benchmarks were up about 3% each, led by double-digit gains in FMCG majors Hindustan Unilever and Britannia Industries. The list of counters that were most in the red this week was topped by ONGC, which lost nearly 7.3%. Meanwhile, net inflows into equity mutual funds dropped 16% in June to 15,498 crore compared with May. Industry group AMFI said inflows are likely to remain weak in the July to September quarter due to worries over interest rate hikes and inflation. While MF inflows are slowing, foreign investors continue to move out of Indian equities. Total outflows by foreign portfolio investors in 2022 have crossed $30.3 billion.